Monday, December 2nd. I'm totally dreading seeing Brandon in school today. It's hard to believe that just a couple days ago we were rocking our school's talent show together in our band, Dorkalicious, also known as... Actually, I'm not really sure yet. Yes, it's a crazy name and a long story. He even gave me lessons on his drum set. It seemed like we were finally becoming good friends. But then Brianna, the brat, ruined everything. I'm surprised Brandon even bothered to invite me to his party. I bet he only did it because he feels sorry for me or something. I wanted to talk to Chloe and Zoe about all of this during gym, but I didn't get a chance to. Mainly because the entire class was buzzing about nabbing a really cool free t-shirt for this show called Holiday on Ice. But after our gym teacher practically shattered my eardrums, all I really wanted was for her to accidentally swallow that stupid whistle. Tweet! Then she made a big announcement. Okay, listen up, people. We'll be starting our ice skating section next week. Grades will be based on the skill level each student successfully masters. However, as part of our Westchester Country Day holiday tradition and to encourage community service, all 8th grade students participating in the Westchester Holiday on Ice charity show on December 31st will get to practice their routines during class and receive an automatic A. Yes, folks, you heard that right. I'll be giving out A's like candy canes to support this great cause. Just let me know whether you'll be doing the skills testing or the ice show. Now hustle up to the table and grab a free Holiday on Ice t-shirt. Then get started on your warm-up exercises. That t-shirt thing did not go so well for me. By the time I got to the table, all that was left was size XXXXXL. Mackenzie, of course, looked like she was ready for the summer cover of 17 magazine. I was so disgusted. Of course, Mackenzie took one look at my t-shirt and started giving me unwanted fashion advice. Nikki, do you want to hear my idea for how to make your t-shirt stylishly elegant yet practical? No, Mackenzie, actually, I don't. Just add 3 inches of white lace around the hem, a veil, and a bouquet of flowers, and you can use it as a wedding dress. Then all you have to do is pay some freakishly ugly guy to marry you. I could not believe she actually said that right to my face like that. Thanks, Mackenzie, I said, smiling sweetly. But where will I find a freakishly ugly guy? Oh, I know. Do you have a twin brother? Only Mackenzie would be stupid enough to make a wedding dress out of a 5 sizes too big t-shirt. But that's because her IQ is lower than an empty bottle of nail polish. Mackenzie's very stupid idea for a designer t-shirt wedding dress. Me, veil, bridal bouquet, XXXXXL t-shirt, lace at the hem, super cute shoes. Calling Mackenzie a mean girl is an understatement. She's a grizzly bear, with a French manicure and blonde hair extensions. But I'm not jealous of her or anything. Like, how juvenile would that be? Anyway, I was excited about skating in class. The last time I did it was back in, like, 3rd grade, and it was a lot of fun. Chloe said we'd be skating at the ice hockey arena at WCD High School. Apparently, the Holiday on Ice show is a big deal, and only students in grades 8 to 12 can participate to raise money for their favorite charity. The show donates $3,000 to every charity that a skater, skating pair, or group sponsors. We were about to start our exercises when suddenly Chloe got this crazy look in her eyes and started doing jazz hands. Hey, you guys, guess what I'm thinking? But I already knew. Lately, she's been obsessed with this new book called The Ice Princess. It's about a girl and a guy who have been best friends since grade school. She's training to be a world-class figure skater, while he's working toward a spot on the Olympic hockey team. Just as they're about to fall in love, they discover that their ice arena is the secret hideout of the deadly ice vambies, half vampire and half zombie beings, whose supernatural ice skating abilities grow more and more powerful every time they eat a double bacon cheeseburger. There is no reason why we can't be ice princesses too, just like Crystal Coldstone, Chloe sighed dreamily. Personally, I could think of two very good reasons why we couldn't be like Crystal. First, we haven't been training with a skating coach for the past 12 years. Second, it was going to be really difficult to slay deadly ice vambies on school nights and still get our homework done on time. So we got this wistful, faraway look in her eyes. How romantic! And hockey players are kind of cute. Besides, I'd much rather make up a really cool skating routine and get an A than do boring skills testing. We'll have a blast. How about it, Nikki? I don't know, guys. Skating for a charity is a really big responsibility. They're going to be depending on us for money to help keep their doors open. And what if something goes wrong? Come on, Nikki, Chloe whined. We're not good enough to skate individually, and skating pairs require a girl and a guy. But the three of us can skate as a group. We can't do this without you. Sorry, but you're going to have to find someone else, I said, shaking my head. But we want you, Zoe pleaded. Yeah, and don't forget, we were there for you when you needed us for the talent show, Chloe argued. BFFs help each other. Okay, I have to admit, Chloe had a good point about the talent show. But it wasn't like I'd promised them my firstborn child in exchange for them singing backup. Then Chloe and Zoe shrewdly resorted to a sophisticated tactic that effectively rendered me helpless. Please, 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 please. Begging. Okay, guys, I'm in. But you can't say I didn't warn you, I sighed. We sealed the deal with a group hug. Great. Now all we have to do is find a local charity to skate for, Zoe said. Unfortunately, that's going to be the hardest part, Chloe said. All of the high school kids have been signing up charities for a few weeks now, so we're getting a really late start. But I'm pretty sure we'll find one, she added cheerfully.
OMG! Zoe squealed.
This will be just like our old Ballet of the Zombies days. Only we'll be getting an A instead of a D. Actually, I kind of like that part too. It is going to be great to finally get an A in gym. Fortunately, ice skating doesn't involve embarrassing armpit stains, painful stomach cramps, or getting whacked in the head by a ball, like most of the stuff we are forced to do in gym. And all of our work is going to be for a really great cause that will help the community. But most important, I'll be making Chloe and Zoe super happy by allowing them to live out their dreams. We decided to skate to Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, since it has a holiday theme. And we figured being fairy princesses would be super exciting and glamorous. So I'm not going to stress out about this whole holiday on ice thing. As long as I have my two BFFs by my side, everything is going to work out just fine. I mean, how hard can figure skating be?